Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
But look around you, your family, your faith. They're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer to Sit with Sinners, written and read by Ashley Moore. And the scribes of the Pharisees, when they saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" And when Jesus heard it, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." Mark 2:16-17. I'm not shopping there anymore. I'm not eating at that restaurant. I won't be seen supporting anything that supports. Insert whatever sin is being glorified in our world at the time. We are so quick to cancel, especially on social media. And I understand that most Christ followers do not intend for their strong opinions or social posts to hurt anyone intentionally. Because I personally know many who have shared these articles, and I know that in real life they would never, ever exclude anyone from enjoying a meal at their table based on their skin color or gender identity. If they ran into someone in public who thought and lived differently than them, they would treat them with the same kindness they give a fellow congregant at church. They would welcome them in love. But on the internet, people don't see that. All they have to go on is what we've shared. And if we were to put ourselves in their shoes for just a moment, our reshare or flippant response could be perceived as a personal slight. Often our comments and statuses are towards business ideals, not targeted at specific people. But our written response doesn't give that distinction. Instead of withholding our support as an effort to uphold biblical principles and liberties, our posts are perceived as personal attacks, shame fests, or all-out war on individuals. And what I wish more of us Jesus followers understood is that we can't expect lost people to understand biblical truths or to display biblical fruit. They're lost. The Bible calls them blind, saying they are veiled from the truth. 2 Corinthians 3:14. I love Jesus' strong rebuke to the Pharisees because it also applies to us. Somehow, some of us have mistaken Christianity as a call to hunker down and protect the flock from the outside world, much like the Pharisees began to believe. We fall for the lie, it's us against them. But that's not what Jesus said. Instead, he reminded the Pharisees and us, he didn't come to rescue the righteous, those already in Christ. He came to save those who are sick and in need of a Savior, Mark 2:17. And his plan for reaching those in need of a Savior was by putting his Spirit inside his people. We are salt and light, Matthew 5:13-16. But how can those in need of a great physician see the light if we withhold our presence from the places where they are or refuse to have meals at the restaurants where we may encounter them? We don't have to support worldly ideals. And if the Holy Spirit prompts you through his word and confirms through his people that you need to refrain from doing business at certain places, by all means, obey God. But I wonder if we even consult God before we enact our attempts to make a stand for biblical principles. Friend, this can be so dangerous because we never know who our words behind the screen may be confusing and further pushing away from coming to know Christ. Let's not confuse sitting with sinners as somehow renouncing our salvation or our belief in God's word. Sitting with a sinner doesn't make us unsaved. After all, our way to salvation, Jesus Christ consistently sat and dined with sinners, tax collectors, and the like. Maybe we should too. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word that is our solid foundation when we get carried away by the opposing narratives in the world. Jesus, protect us from the enemy who seeks to divide us, turn us against each other, and stop the gospel from being shared with those who desperately need it. Lord, forgive us when we carelessly speak or post things that do not portray your great love for lost people. Give us wisdom, Lord. Help us know how and when to make a stand and when to have conversations in love over a meal. Lord, we need your wisdom. Thank you for giving it generously without finding fault. Thank you for your Spirit that reminds us of your word and helps us know what to say. May we heed the Spirit in all our interactions, and may we be salt and light in a dark world that needs your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hi, I'm Beckett Cook, host of The Beckett Cook Show. I lived as a gay man in Hollywood for many, many years until I had a radical encounter with Jesus 13 years ago. Since then, I've gotten my master's degree in seminary and published a book called A Change of Affection. On my podcast, The Beckett Cook Show, I sit down with fascinating Christian scholars and thinkers to address the lies of the culture and bring the biblical truth to bear on those lies. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for The Beckett Cook Show on your favorite podcasting platform.